Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters with your host, Betty Jo Tucker, author of Confessions of a Movie Addict, right here at www.blogtalkradio.com.
Toto, I've a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. That's right, Dorothy. This is Movie Addict Headquarters. You don't have to be a movie addict to visit here, but if you are one, it's definitely the place for you. I'm Betty Jo Tucker, your host, and Nikki Starr, my producer extraordinaire, is also here to help with our discussion about the best and funniest film comedies of all time. How are you today, Nikki?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm much better now that you're back on the show. I know you were really, really busy last week, so welcome back to you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
I think today's show is going to be a lot of fun, and not just because of the topic, Nikki, but also because two of our favorite guests are back again. My colleagues, A.J. Hockery, the Mad Movie Man, and John P. McCarthy from Cineman Syndicate have agreed to help us try and decide what are the top film comedies ever made. Now, I can hardly wait to see if we're able to reach any agreement about that. But first, I want to tell listeners that I'm happy to be giving away a free copy of Confessions of a Movie Addict. That's My Humorous Life at the Movies memoir that you hear about in every opening of the show in connection with today's show. So to enter the drawing, here's what you must do. Send me an email to realtalk@comcast.net. That's R-E-E-L-T-A-L-K at Comcast, C-O-M-C-A-S-T.net with Movie Addict in the subject area. And then we'll hold a drawing and the winner will receive an autographed copy of Confessions of a Movie Addict as soon as possible. But moving right along, let's say hi to our guests now, starting out with the Mad Movie Man. AJ, welcome back to Movie Addict Headquarters.
Thanks for having me on again. Always glad to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you with us anytime, AJ. As you know, one of our colleagues, John P. McCarthy, is also here, so let's bring him in now. John, thanks for being on our show again today.
Thanks for having me, Betty Jo. Good to be here.
Well, we're so happy that you could join us also. And before we get to our list of best and funniest comedies ever made, I'm curious, what do you look for in a good film comedy, John?
Well, comedy's got to be the most subjective genre of all, and so, you know, what tickles you may not tickle me. I really have a taste for absurd humor, sort of strange, out of context, off the wall sort of stuff.
That explains a lot, John, about your reviews.
Right.
I like those kind of comedies also. But how about you, AJ?
Well, I like to, in a comedy, I tend to respond more to sort of pop culture being lampooned, but not in the way that, like, Epic Movie or, like, Date Movie has done, where they just mention a movie and expect that to be the joke. I like them to do something kind of clever, kind of absurd with it, and that just makes me bust a gut almost every time.
I like those kind of comedies. I think I like most kind of comedies. How about you, Nikki? Is there a certain kind of comedy that you like best of all?
Yes, I have a very dry sense of humor, and I love subtle comedy, okay, where you have to be very intelligent to get it. I guess in my mind you do, and something that's a little obscure. So very dry and obscure I like.
Well, maybe that's why I don't get some of the comedies that you do like, which we'll find out a little bit later on. It's a matter of intelligence.
No, that's not what I meant. But
well, you know, humor is really very hard to analyze, and it's just, as John said, it's so subjective, because what's funny to one person isn't funny to another. And I remember reading a little column by Robert Benchley, I think it was, who's a great humorist in his day, and he said that anyone who tries to define and analyze humor must be a pretty humorless person. So I don't think any of us are humorless, so we're not going to try and define or analyze it, but we know what we like when we see it. So I'm wondering if you think there are some directors and actors who usually succeed in making good movie comedies, entertaining movie comedies. AJ, could you ring in on that one?
I got to say, when I read that question, the first person that came to mind is Woody Allen, because he is, for me, he's an absolute master at both realms of comedy. He does the quiet, subtle humor very well, sort of in his later stuff like Stardust Memories and Annie Hall and Husbands and Wives, but then in his early stuff, like Bananas and Take the Money and Run, he's just so goofy and so over the top, and he has such command over both styles, and I just love watching his stuff over and over and just any time.
He certainly had some wonderful movies when he first started out. Lately, I've kind of fallen out of love with him and his movies. But how about you, John? Do you know of any directors and actors that you can usually count on for these comedies?
Well, First of all, I totally agree with what AJ said about Woody Allen. He's somebody who combines the physical and the verbal almost every time in his successful movies. But you know, the top of my list is the Marx Brothers. You got to go way back to them, because they really they laid the groundwork in movies, and you just can't beat the Marx Brothers.
I remember you had mentioned what a fan you are of the Marx Brothers, and I like them too. And I'm not going to go back quite that far, but pretty long time ago, in days of yore, there was a man called Billy Wilder who made some great comedies, but also dramas too. I'm thinking of Some Like It Hot, which is really a classic, The Fortune Cookie, and The 7-Year Itch. But his dramas were almost as good as his comedies. The Lost Weekend, The Apartment. I just thought that he was a wonder where comedy was concerned. I did like his comedies better than his dramas. And then close to the Marx Brothers, sort of a similar kind of humor, I am the world's most avid Mel Brooks fan.
Oh, yeah.
I think everything he touches is funny. And, of course, some people say he's out of touch now. I know I got in a lot of trouble for naming the movie version of the musical of The Producers as the best movie of the year, but he just everything he does, I think, is so funny. So he's one in my book. What about the actors who are consistently funny? Nikki, do you have any special actor that you think is makes you laugh all the time?
I do. I actually have two, and neither of them were in my favorite movie that I loved that I would pick as a top comedy, but I love Mike Myers, and I love Robin Williams. I do.
And they're kind of the same type, aren't they? Mm-hmm. They can do impressions, mm-hmm. and their movies sometimes bomb, but they're usually pretty funny in each of them. How about you, John? Any special actors?
Well, I have to say, this may be a little unpopular, I was a big Bob Hope fan in the movies. The Lemon Drop Kid, and some of the road movies with Crosby, he just cracks me up, and can't forget Jerry Lewis as far as the clowns go, but even somebody like Cary Grant, I mean, the suave, sophisticated guy was a great comic actor. So.
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned Cary Grant, and I think I'm going to show my lowbrow taste here, but I always, even though the film may be a bomb, laugh at Jim Carrey,
yeah.
Will Ferrell, Jack Black, Catherine O'Hara, just cracks me up. And, of course, Mel Brooks, if he's in his movie, Madeline Kahn, and Jackie Chan. I mean, even though Jackie Chan's movies are action-oriented, they really are kung fu comedy, And he, to me, is a genius. So, AJ, did we get your response on that?
No, I'm here left in the dark.
Turn on the lights for the Mad Movie Man.
I got to say, for actors, you know, John said Cary Grant, and that's a really good one. I've seen His Girl Friday a couple times in L.A., and last week I saw Arsenic and Old Lace for the first time, and he was just a goofball in that movie. He was so fun. But for actors, like, once again, I got to go with Woody Allen. But then a name that I'm surprised hasn't come up yet, Charlie Chaplin.
Absolutely, especially in The Great Dictator. That was my favorite Chaplin film. We have dropped some names, haven't we, here? But it's just that you two, well, Nick, I have to tell you that AJ and John have probably seen more movies than any other film critics that I know, and so that's why I'm so happy that they could be with us today, and so you can see that from the answers that they're
awesome.
To our questions. But now I'm going to go to the $64,000 question. What are the five best comedies ever made? So let's start with you, John. And I'm going to try to write these down and see if we have any, if all of us have any agreement, and even the people in the chat room, Nikki, if you'll see what they're suggesting. So go ahead, John. You're first up.
Okay, in no particular order, A Night at the Opera from 1935, Woody Allen's Annie Hall, certainly in my top five, His Girl Friday, the Howard Hawks, Cary Grant, and Rosalind Russell newspaper comedy, and my last two are a little bit goofier. There's Something About Mary, the Farley Brothers movie from 1998. I couldn't stop laughing and can't whenever I watch it. And then
I'm with you on that.
Maybe a little controversial from 2 years ago, Borat. I haven't laughed that much at the movies in a couple decades. And so...
That's a very diverse selection. So let's see what AJ has. Top five comedies of all time.
Okay, top five. This one is in no particular order, too. And when I was making this list, I had to keep in mind of there's a difference between the best comedies ever made and the funniest movies ever made. There's a difference there. So these are the ones that aren't necessarily the best comedies, but these are the ones that made me laugh the hardest.
All right, that we will go with.
Okay, first off, we have Clue from the 80s, just this big parody of murder mystery movies based off of the board game, just makes me laugh every single time. Secondly, Dr. Strangelove.
Yes.
Stanley, though it's a lot like sly political comedy, it just gets me giggling like nobody's business.
It still does have me giggling. Okay, thinking about it. Go ahead.
We have Eddie Izzard, Dressed to Kill, which is a sort of a performance film made off of one of his performances, and it is, hands down, of these five, it's probably the funniest one of all. His British brand of humor, it's just so good. Spaceballs, my favorite Mel Brooks movie, even more so than Young Frankenstein, or Blazing Saddles. And my last one is very, very, very unconventional, and I doubt that many people have seen it. It's this low-budget Canadian movie called Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter.
Wow.
Now, that's why you're called the Mad Movie Man.
Yeah, it's just like this weird kung fu spoof that has Jesus fighting vampires in Canada with the help of a Mexican wrestler. It's the silliest thing I've ever seen, but it's so, so funny.
I'm going to have to see that one for sure.
Definitely.
Now, Nikki, I don't know whether you have top five, but I know you have a top number one, right?
Yes, I actually have five in no particular order, except for I am going to have to say that Royal Tenenbaums is my number one.
Royal Tenenbaums, okay.
Yes, and it's going to it might show my age a little bit, because I don't know some of the movies that y'all are mentioning, but, I mean... I love Bruce and Evan Almighty. I loved them so much.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. A classic that I consider classic is Monty Python. Anything Monty Python, but Search for the Holy Grail.
Uh-huh.
Yep. And I loved Fargo.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I guess you could consider that a...
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, sort of tongue-in-cheek, some of the things. So you, and, okay, one, two, three, four. You, one more?
Yeah, let's see, if one more.
Do you want to think about that while I give mine?
Yeah, I think maybe What About Bob?
Oh, What About Bob? Yes,
yep.
I remember
maybe
that.
Maybe that one, yeah.
That one was good. Okay.
It's not my specialty. This all comes from somebody who just watches movies. It's not
you're the important one. You just watch it. You don't have to criticize it. You just watch it. I think there's going to be some agreement between Nikki and me, because here's my list. Waiting for Guffman. That was a hilarious mockumentary that spoofed everything from talent shows to politics at the local level to alien invaders, and it was just something that I couldn't even write a review about, because whenever I sat down to write, I would just laugh, and I couldn't get the review done. So it's my number one favorite. The second one is High Anxiety by Mel Brooks, which is a spoof of all the Alfred Hitchcock movies. Now, I could just say that the top five are all of Mel Brooks's movies, but I didn't think that would be fair. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou? The Coen Brothers movie about the chain gang escapees back in the Depression era in Mississippi who accidentally become singing sensations. The Soggy Bottom Boys, with George Clooney's best comic performance ever. And here's where we agree, Nikki: Monty Python and the Holy Grail. So we, out of all these, there's only one movie that two of us agree with, and the rest of them are different, which shows how diverse the taste in humor would be. I think we have another caller who would like to chime in on this, so let's take a few minutes, and I'm going to go to area code 607. Hello, is this Jazz?
Hi, Betty Jo. It is Jazz. How are you?
Well, welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters. Did you have some favorite comedy movies you'd like to put in the pot as the best ever made?
I did, and I've been waiting for this one because comedy is one of my favorite genres. But I'm probably really lowbrow compared to you guys. So,
well, let's see what you got.
Down at the bottom of the list, although still very good at number five, I would have to put Airplane. I always thought that movie was hilarious.
One, two, three. Wait, I only gave four. Airplane was my fifth one.
Love it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so Jazz, you and I agree on Airplane. Okay.
All right. Tin Cup was one of the really, really funny movies. It's one of my favorite movies of all time of any genre, as a matter of fact. And it definitely makes that list. Not the best comedy, but it was definitely right up there.
That's a good one.
By the way, I'm not going to do five. I'm just going to do three. And my favorite movie, because I don't want to take up your entire show, the funniest movie for me of all time, and I don't even know if people consider it a comedy because it's kind of a musical, but Bob Hope and Bing Crosby in The Road to Morocco.
I remember that one. That was their best road movie.
I mean, the whole road series was good, although The Road to Tomorrow was a little bit on the weak side. I think they kind of phoned that one in a little bit, but it was still funny. But The Road to Morocco was hilarious.
I thought that was hilarious. Well, those are good choices. I wonder about the chat.
Oh, it's great. You can't believe it. And it's full, and people are just very much wanting to chime in. So, yeah.
So we'll
Flaggazer wants to know how y'all feel about Jack Lemmon, and she loved My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Yes, that was an excellent.
Got that one.
That definitely would be on my second list, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, even though it didn't win much critical acclaim. But now, what about the worst comedy ever made? Let's go to you, AJ, on that, the worst one ever made.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, there's the makers of a date movie and epic movie that have, like, the worst sense of humor I've ever seen. All they do is just mention a movie or a pop culture reference and do nothing with it, expect that to be the joke, and they're the guys behind the worst comedy I've ever seen, Meet the Spartans, which stands so far as the worst movie of 2008 so far. I hated it so much.
I feel so guilty assigning you those movies to review, AJ. I really
I know the scars are still healing.
They're still healing. I'm not even going to go see Meet the Spartans in. That'll show you how much I appreciate your opinion on this. What about you, John? You're the worst ever made.
Well, pretty much anything by Adam Sandler might qualify.
Even The Wedding Singer.
And that's harsh.
I'll be selective. How about Little Nicky that he made in 2000?
Yes.
I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry was really bad, bad, bad.
But I'm with you on that.
Oh. I actually laughed at that movie. I thought it was kind of funny.
Oh, golly. I'm so sorry to hear about Adam Sandler being on your list there, but I have to agree on some of these movies that you mentioned. Nikki, the worst movie that you've ever seen that's supposed to be a comedy?
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, no.
What was that?
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh.
Hated that movie.
Oh.
Childhood classic. Oh, no.
And Jazz, what about you? You're still on the line?
Yeah, the worst one, I'm even going to get the name wrong because I would not lower myself to go look it up, but I bet you guys could remind me of the proper name. It was a movie that was made entirely with puppets, and it was like Team America or something.
Yes,
like that.
That's it.
Oh, it was awful.
That was one of only two movies in my entire life that I actually got up and walked out of the theater in the middle of it, because not only wasn't it funny,
horrible.
I found it offensive.
It was, and I had to review it, so I had to stay through the whole thing.
It was terrible. I hated
pity
that.
Me. But it wasn't as bad as my candidate for the worst movie ever made. A drum roll, please. Cabin Boy.
Oh, yes.
With Chris Elliott and that awful cameo by David Letterman.
Oh, man.
This was the pits, but the sad thing is, I was laughing at how awful it was, and people around me were thinking I was laughing at the movie instead of laughing at how awful it is, and my friend who was with me at the movie wouldn't walk out of the movie with me. She was too embarrassed. So Cabin Boy, well, we don't have an agreement on that, but we do have, for best comedies, we do have Monty Python and the Holy Grail and Airplane that have gotten two votes out of all of us that have made suggestions. So I think we haven't decided definitively, but we can pretty much say that those two movies would be in the running for best comedy movies of all time. Anything else from the chat?
Yes. Hey, Tom says we forgot to mention Clerks. He really liked Clerks.
Oh, yes. And Clerks 2.
Yes.
Which one? Clerks?
Clerks and Clerks 2. Those are classics.
Oh, I did not see those. I should put them on my Netflix list.
You should.
Yes, and that's what I think is great about programs like this, because people who are movie addicts or just movie fans can pick up a lot of information about films that they didn't really even know existed. And,
oh, every week I listen to the show, and I have Netflix open on my laptop at the same time. As
that's
I
right. I do the
and,
same
and
thing.
And I wind up adding more things to my queue.
Oh, well, I am so glad that you're doing that, and thank you, chat people, for chiming in and giving us these suggestions. Now, I'm wondering, are there any upcoming movie comedies that look promising? AJ, do you want to take that one?
Well, I would have said Forgetting Sarah Marshall if a year ago you would have asked me, just because of the whole Judd Apatow like comedy juggernaut that's been going on with Knocked Up and Superbad. But since then, I've seen Walk Hard and Drillbit Taylor, and my enthusiasm has kind of settled down a bit. But I got to say, for comedies, the upcoming animated movie Kung Fu Panda just looks like an absolute treat.
Oh, yes, I agree with that. How about you, John? Anything that's coming up you're looking forward to?
Well, I've seen Forgetting Sarah Marshall, and I can recommend it. I loved it and liked it more than I liked Knocked Up. So, AJ, go see that. And then the following week, I have to say I can't wait for Harold and Kumar Escape from Guantanamo Bay.
That too.
Oh, that looks so funny in the previews, and I'm looking forward to Get Smart.
Yes.
That comes out June 20th, and also because I like Tina Fey so much, even though the previews are a little bit iffy, the Baby Mama that's coming out on April 25th. So we've got some things to look forward to, so that's good. But what are the trends in today's comedies that you see? John, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you think about current trends in comedy?
Well, these so-called romantic disaster comedies, like Forgetting Sarah Marshall, it all comes back to Judd Apatow these days. He's
bringing them in. He's bringing in the crowds, for one thing.
Absolutely. And, pushing the boundaries. Forgetting Sarah Marshall, there's full frontal male nudity and not just fleeting. That's really the trend that's going to go on for a while. And I think this Baby Mama is sort of the girls trying to get in on the action a little bit.
The world has passed me by, John.
Me too, Betty Jo.
I think the movies are getting a little too crude for.
I'm used to it because, like I said, Knocked Up, I didn't like so much, but Forgetting Sarah Marshall, which is as explicit with the cursing and sexual stuff, got me, made me laugh. So who knows?
And AJ, I know you're really against these date movie, epic movie, Meet the Spartans that are so-called spoofs or parodies, right? You don't want those to continue. So what about the trend in the horror movies too? You mentioned in your review of Prom Night what you're afraid of.
Yeah, I'm just afraid of like these horror movies just becoming shadows of themselves, just kind of watering themselves down.
That's a good observation.
For comedy, though, I'd say the trend that I've been seeing recently is something that John kind of mentioned, is how, like, the Nintendo generation, as I like to say, like these 20-somethings and 30-somethings now that are growing up and going through life and in a different sort of situation than what older other generations have, sort of like Knocked Up, and especially Clerks 2. was for me like the perfect vehicle for that kind of a story, because you got the characters in the first Clerks, just these 20-something guys working at a store.
I see what you mean on that. Can you believe it? Our time is almost up.
Man.
It just went by so fast. And John and AJ, as always, you were both wonderful guests.
Thank you
so much for being so candid and so much fun. Please come back again, will you both?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Great. This is Betty Jo Tucker giving a big shout out to all the people at Blog Talk Radio for their support in connection with this show. Of course, special thanks to Nikki Starr for everything she does to make Movie Addict Headquarters happen, and to the Mad Movie Man and John McCarthy for coming back on and being such wonderful guests on the show. Thanks also to everyone who listened live or called in, that's Jazz, I'm talking about you, or listened to the archives or participated in the chat. We really appreciate it. Remember, dear listeners, don't let your life become like a horror movie. Protect yourself against identity theft, which is the fastest growing crime in America, by going to lifelock.com, that's LIFELOCK, lifelock.com, and learning about the important services offered there. You'll receive a 10% discount when you sign up if you use our special code, which is REALTALK, REELTALK, and that's all one word. Please come back next week for another lively discussion about movies. And in the meantime, check out our movie reviews at realtalkreviews.com. That's REELTALK, realtalkreviews.com. You'll find reviews from John P. McCarthy and A.J. Hockery there, as well as a number of other fine critics. Now, as usual, here's the talented A.J. Daniels to close the show with a song Nikki and I dedicate to all our loyal Blog Talk Radio listeners.
wish I loved you. Then you'd be forced to love me too. If you knew how much I adore you, you'd stay with me and be true.